This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Now why so quiet now?
Because we went live.
Ya Allah, 2 seconds ago now I was losing my mind. Wallahi al-Azim. This friend of mine.
Yo, Alhamdulillah.
Working with him now. Yo, Allahu Akbar. Allah grant us sabr.
Amen. I'm giving you practice for Tazkiyah when she grows up a little bit more, man. So you must learn how to deal with childish behavior.
Never, wallahi, it's easier to work with Tazkiyah.
Yeah, is this how you guys want to start out tonight?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners out there.
Okay, wait. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to everyone online and to my guests in studio. Yeah, alhamdulillah, it is great to be with you this evening. That is Hafiz Ahmed.
And the soul of Mawlana Zakaria in the chair next to him. None of us can see him at this point
as
in time.
As usual, Mawlana Zakaria
But he will manifest himself.
Mawlana Zakaria is lit.
Alhamdulillah. No, man, it's just dramatic, that's all.
Yeah, Rob.
It's classic, that's all, man, it's okay. But on the other note, alhamdulillah, you guys that have been, supporting... Isnad Academy. Check out what our studio looks like tonight, man. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, what do you think? Let us know. Oh, for those who sponsor, who sort of contributed, trust me when I say that your money is well spent. It is very well spent. This is an investment in Deen, and you can see that as soon as we get it in, we get it out as well. Alhamdulillah.
I want to turn the camera to the roof, man, to show the Mahadramat for the blue lighting and the trimming and everything, but okay.
Yes, salam. Allah accept. May Allah accept.
Ameen.
The only reason we're doing this is because Deen deserves the best, man.
Allah.
And if this is the means that we need to undertake in our day and age, then we take the means.
Bismillah. I was telling someone else the other day that our scholars write books on just talking and the etiquette and the ways and being more effective and how to reach your crowd and how to connect to them and all of those type of things. And now in our day and age, the medium of da'wah is adjusting and changing and reshaping altogether.
No.
So we as a ummah need to reshape along with that, man. So subhanAllah, I came in tonight, I don't know what Mawlana Irshad was doing. He's padding against the roof. Like, I don't know what this is for.
It's definitely not to keep the malaika out.
Yeah. Anyway, mashallah. It sounds quiet though.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. People were saying that Ahmed's mic is soft. How's it now? Talk, brother. No, not you. No, man. I mean the people. You can talk so the people can say. Yeah.
It sounds a bit louder here, but I told you my mic was soft when we started, but you guys don't listen to me. I'm the youngest man. Like, what to
do. There's a very important reason why we don't listen to you.
I don't blame you guys.
Yeah, so.
I don't blame you guys.
I don't blame us either.
Maher still can't hear you.
Maher, did your comment come in late or still the same? Okay, that's interesting.
I'm very loud in my ears right now, like too loud. Like, I don't know if you want me to hear the nonsense I talk, that's why you're making it so loud, Mawlana Irshad.
I don't know.
But it's quite loud.
It seems extremely, in fact, it looks like you're louder than we are.
Yeah,
Again, I just check the comments, inshallah. But yo, subhanAllah, how fast is Ramadan going?
Yo, guys.
How fast is Ramadan going? Subhanallah.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, just hang on. We need to fix this, inshallah. Plug out and plug in the brother Ahmed.
While they're busy fiddling around with the mics and my mic is working, I'll start speaking, inshallah. Tonight, inshallah, we hope to cover the 17th, 18th, and 19th ajza. Subhanallah, again, it's once again very, very beautiful. Very, very...
Testing the sound here. I don't know if everybody can hear me again.
Abdullah Sunday says it could be...
Oh, wait, I think I know what it was.
Sunday on the tech
support. No. I think I know what it was. But now let us know. Let us know now. Abdullah, you're supposed to be my tiki on the other side, so let us know quickly. Ahmed, keep talking.
I'm talking. Alhamdulillah, I had the privilege of listening to Mullah Salim's melodies for the other night.
Astaghfirullah.
Tonight we get to hear him recite those same verses, I think, inshallah ta'ala.
Ameen.
So, bismillah.
Okay.
So, bismillah, yes, from the 17th juz, we start off with Surah Al-Anbiya, the prophets, and very aptly so, the story deals with a number of the stories of the Anbiya, subhanallah, verses where they themselves implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His assistance to bring them out of the difficulties and challenges that Allah ta'ala placed before them, showing us how they absolutely relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else to save them from whatever difficulty it was. Great lesson for us therein. Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again very appropriately about the Hajj, that journey, that spiritual journey that each of us wishes to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The idea of Nabi Ibrahim being instructed to call and invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further on, the next surah would be Suratul Anbiya Hajj. Then we have Suratul Mu'minun, the believers, where Allah Ta'ala gives very, very impactful verses on exactly who the believers are and the qualities that they possess. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of them. At the end of Suratul Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints us a very, very vivid picture of the situation on the day of Qiyamah and the appearance that there will be on the faces of the successful ones, as well as the appearance on the faces of the wretched losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from them. Allah reminds us at the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun about the purpose of our creation and why He placed us on this dunya, and the fact that it wasn't just for play. You know, Allah didn't just create us like without any purpose, man. Allah gave us each a very important purpose in this life, subhanallah. The next one is Surah An-Nur, wherein there are a number of verses of fiqh regarding human relation and interaction and how we should deal with one another. The idea of keeping up certain barriers, certain privacies that should be kept over there. Subhanallah. And then Surah Al-Furqan, the criterion. The criterion, of course, we know the main thing, or one criterion as we have it, is the Quran, that thing that will show us the difference, what is between right and wrong, and the thing that we can use to differentiate between what is correct and what is incorrect. Thereafter, we have Surah Ash-Shu'ara, the poets, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah as well mentions a number of the stories of the Anbiya, their challenges, a verse that is repeated therein. In ajriya illa ala Allah, or in ajriya illa ala rabbil alameen, a statement made by all of the prophets where they said that my reward, and I hope that my reward is not from you, that it comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do what I do not for your sake or for any gain, but I do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the 19th juz, we have Surah An-Naml, the chapter of the ant. There are a number of surahs actually that take on the names of certain creation animals specifically. Surah An-Naml references a very beautiful incident between an ant, or the colony of ants, and Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with the ability to speak and to converse with so many different types of creation.
Subhanallah.
And the fact that, you know, all these anbiya, they carried out that duty of theirs regarding the conveying the message of Tawheed.
Subhanallah.
Once again, wallahi, I wish, and I know my brothers, I speak on behalf of them as well, that we wish and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses every single Muslim, every single person,
Ameen,
to be able to read the Quran with some understanding, Muslim and non-Muslim, because it will just blow your mind. It will open up your mind. It will change your perspective. It will change your life, subhanallah. It is then just for us to present ourselves for it, for us to make ourselves vulnerable for the Quran and to allow the Quran to penetrate the depths of our hearts. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen.
Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Sorry about that. Let's It's going to recitation, inshallah. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ بوأنا لإبراهيم مكان البيت ألا تشرك بي شيئا وطهر بيتي للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود وأذن في الناس بالحج وأذن في الناس الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير ثم ليقضوا تفثهم وليوفوا نذورهم وليطوفوا بالبيت العتيق أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين هم من خشية ربهم مشفقون والذين هم بآيات ربهم يؤمنون والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب صدق الله العظيم
الله
سبحان الله ما شاء الله
Ajib.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah increase you.
Ameen. Ameen.
All of us.
Ameen.
As-salam. I felt like stopping you and then telling you, wait, let me translate. Can we do that? Can we maybe go back and just translate some of it?
I was sitting there, I'm thinking, how do we...
back to recollect which verses I didn't know before.
Yeah, as if you can't do that.
You know, I was sitting and thinking, subhanAllah, how do we say anything after the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Inshallah, one day when all the listeners have gone through the Arabic program and studied, then we don't have to talk. Then we can just...
Then Ahmed can
of those takis?
Yeah. Or whichever. Beautiful. Iqtaraba.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah, you translate.
Iqtaraba lin-nasi hisabuhum.
The account of humankind is drawing close and close. The day of Qiyamah is coming.
وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And everybody's just going about heedless and unmindful.
مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ.
No new reminder comes to them from their Lord.
إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ.
Except they listen to it.
وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
But they still play around.
لَا هِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. لَا هِيَةً قُلُوبُهُم.
Their hearts are unmindful.
وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا.
And Asarru Najwa keep secret. Those who do wrong, they keep secret talks, they keep private counsel, they chat and chitter about, look,
Qiyamah's not going to come.
This Muhammad, he's nothing but a man like you.
أَفَتَأْتُونَ السِّحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبُصِرُونَ.
Are you going to this magic, this Quran magic, you know, while you can see?
That was the first section.
Okay, bismillah.
There was another part in the 18th juz regarding the same sort of idea of Qiyamah, going back and returning to Allah, purpose of creation. أَفَحَسِبَتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ.
SubhanAllah, this actually stood out for me. I remember when Abdul Hafiz Makki, rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to love commenting on this. أَفَحَسِبَتُمْ. Do you think أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, that we, Allah, that we created you for nothing? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that you're not going to come back to us? Do you think that you're just going to like be born and then die and then that's it? You see everything works in a cycle, but you don't recognize that you are also part of a cycle and that you are also going to come to an end, and then you will be standing before Allah.
فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ.
Most high is Allah. Most high. Al-Malik, the King. Al-Haqq, the ultimate truth.
La ilaha illa huwa rabbul arsh al-kareem.
He is no deity but he is the Lord of the magnificent throne.
وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ.
Who is calling gods besides Allah? They have no evidence to do this.
فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ.
That person's recompense, that person's reckoning is by Allah.
إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ.
Indeed, Allah will not allow the disbeliever to be successful.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ.
And say, oh my Lord, forgive, have mercy.
وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
And you are the best of those who show mercy.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ.
Indeed, those who they fear, they stand and they tremble out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
And those who believe in the verses and the signs of God.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ.
And those who they don't ascribe any partners unto him.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا.
And those who they give of what they received.
وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ.
And their hearts tremble.
أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ.
Because they know that they are returning to Allah, that they are on their way back to God.
أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ.
Those ones, they hasten towards the good.
وَهُمْ
they
لَهَا rush سَابِقُونَ.
To it. They are outstripping one another to get to it.
May Allah make us of them.
Ameen, Ya Rabbi. It's like, if you know, man, that you're going back to Allah right now, you're on your way back to Allah, you know that for a fact, then what on earth is keeping you from hastening towards good?
And the word there, raji'un, it's like you are currently returning. It's not you're gonna return.
Yeah, yeah.
That you currently are returning.
Even when we say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, people often translate this as indeed from Allah do we come and unto Him is our return. But it's not a very accurate translation. If you think about it, it is indeed we belong to Allah and we are returning to Him.
No.
We're busy going back to Him.
No.
You know, in biology we learn that every single moment we are losing cells, right? Our bodies lose cells. Like the skin you have in your body now is not the same skin you had in your body a couple of months ago. It's completely different. Because each moment you're dying, the only difference is each moment Allah is recreating you.
Subhanallah.
And the moment Allah stops recreating you is when He creates death in you.
Yeah.
Allah didn't just create you once upon a time and now you're there and you're carrying on. No, no, no. He's creating you currently and you are dying currently and you are going to Allah currently. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. For those who know Arabic, ismul fa'il.
No.
Every soul is tasting death.
No. So dha'iq raji'. We're currently in that state of tasting and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now this is what I meant, you know, earlier on in the month when I spoke about the, in the podcast that look here, the Quran changes your perspective, man.
Subhanallah.
Everyone has the perspective. I think it's safe to say, is a mosquito flying around, try to catch it. It's safe to say that everyone has this impression, look here, we're going to die, man. But it's always like in the future tense.
No.
We're going to die, we're going to go back to Allah, we're going to face Qiyamah, we're going. Allah changes that perspective. You're on your way already.
Ya Rab. Yes. You know, and I was thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah. And Mawlana Salim recited that verses and it just like, it wreck your soul. Allah starts His, iqtaraba. Now Allah starts with that. And look at the beauty of Arabic. Iqtaraba is drawing close. Now you really don't even know what is drawing
like
close.
It's like an active verb.
It's like, look here, something's drawing close. Iqtaraba. Linnasi. Something's drawing close. And linnas, yay, wait, it's drawing closer to us. There's something drawing closer to us. Still, we don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about here. You just heard something's drawing close. And then on top of it, now you hear, look here, it's drawing closer. Linnas. To mankind, I'm part of that. I mean, it's drawing closer to us. And then Allah says, Hisabuhum.
Yes,
Allah. Their reckoning.
And not you going closer to your reckoning, man.
Nah, your reckoning is coming closer, man. Now, when you hear that, and then Allah says, and while that's happening, Wahum fi ghaflatin mu'ridun. And whilst this is happening, you know, fi ghaflatin mu'ridun, they are in the state of unawareness, man.
They're playing around.
And they, now, I mean, this is now, when you hear the
zombie
verse.
Zombie nation.
When you hear the verse, I'm saying they, but I mean in the reference to the verse here,
they.
But I mean, when I heard that verse and the word iqtaraba, it's drawing closer, automatically you just remember and you realign, man.
Yeah.
You know, you realign to the fact that, if I went off track, this is why the Quran is al-dhikra. Inna nahnu nazalna dhikra. We send down the reminder. Because all of us get caught up in all of these things. Wallahi, when I sat here now, it literally just did that. Like, look here, your hisab is drawing closer. You're going to have to account for all of this.
And it makes you think, like, look here, have I prioritized things in my life? Am I right? Because look here, we all know that time goes quickly. We speak about it all the time. Oh, Ramadan is going fast. If you think about from your earliest memory till now,
yeah, Rob.
Did that feel like a long time?
No.
Now, from this point till when you double this age, you know?
Can I read a verse?
Yeah, bismillah.
Tafaddal.
You never need to ask permission to read a verse, my bro. Other times you just disturb us. Now you want to come ask permission to read a verse. There's something wrong with it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم
برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون.
يا رب. أحمد, you translate that, man.
حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت.
Until death comes to one of you.
قال رب ارجعون.
Then he says, oh Allah, return me.
لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركته.
Return me, give me another chance, send me back so that perhaps I can do something pious, I can do something good, I can do something one, just one pious thing. You know, with all the things that I've left behind, we left behind so much things, but just send me back and I can leave one pious thing there with whatever I've left behind.
You know what? I'm picturing this guy like rushing at work, man, you know, in the rat race, and he's like, I'm going to be late. And so frantic, man, because you know, this work must get done and that work must get done. And it's like, you know, he doesn't see his family, he doesn't see his children, you know, doesn't make salah on time. He's just, because work is everything, right? And then, you know, he's just thinking life is going to be like that. And then he goes home and then dead.
Ya Rab.
Car accident. Now the bill, Allah save us.
Amen.
And then this person just like, wait. Just let me just go back. Let me just do one good deed. Just one good deed. Let me just go give away some of that money that I earned and that I worked so hard for, because now it means nothing anymore.
Subhanallah. And you know, that's the, if I'm just looking at the word, فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. So look here, you're going to leave so much things behind, and often this is our focus. So many people talk about, you know, what am I going to leave behind for my family? What am I going to leave behind for my kids? What am I going to leave behind in terms of legacy? What am I going to leave behind? What am I going to leave behind? But the focus, the moment when death comes, and that's حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, that when death comes to one of you, now death comes at that moment, it's like, look here, let me just, with everything I've left, let me just leave one thing, man. One pious deed. You know, this reminds me of that verse at the end of Surah Al-Kahf. So here it says, أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. One, just صَالِحًا, it's a nakira word. So it's in its singular form, right? He didn't say, let me go back and give me 10 minutes to do أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا.
Yeah. It's just one, let me thing. Go do one good thing. Deed.
And at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد عوض بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, من كان يرجو لقاء ربه, whoever has that longing to meet his Lord, man, فليعمل عملا صالحا. The Allah again use that nakira form of the word, man. Let him do one pious deed. أعمل صالحا. That's if you just translate it literally. Then whoever longs to meet Allah, just do one pious deed, man. There was a narration of this one person that said, look, if I perform two rakats, right, and I know that Allah accepted that two rakats, then I know I'm gonna be of the pious. If I know that Allah accepted just two rakats of my life, then I know that I'm gonna be of the pious. So they said, how can you say that? So he said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from those who have taqwa. So if Allah accepted that thing from me, then look here, you know, and the reason I'm mentioning this is, we're looking at how the verse is, فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ, whatever I've left behind. We must, as much as we're leaving things behind, we have intentions to do good, we have things that we're doing, we have to be, and this is myself I'm talking about first, we have to pray to Allah for acceptance, man. If Allah grants us that acceptance, then Allah only accepts from those who have taqwa.
You know, now on a serious note, now I often think about, like, you know, I'm doing all this stuff, right? And sometimes it keeps me busy to the point whereby I neglect my own self, man. So I'm teaching, I'm lecturing, it's studio, it's podcasts and stuff. And it's like, oh, I barely have time to do this, barely have time to do that.
Yeah.
And I pray to Allah that, ya Rab, don't let me, you know, be a tool that gets used so that other people get, you know, fixed. But then that tool stays broken, man.
Or like a bridge that everyone crosses and gets to the destination.
That's right, yeah. Don't let me be a bridge that people cross over to get to Jannah, but then I get left behind and burn in the fire of Jahannam.
Allah,
you know, and there's so many stern warnings for scholars, man. Like, do you know who the first person is to go to Jahannam? It's not the murderer. The first person to go to Jahannam, to be thrown on his khasikh in Jahannam, I don't want to use the other word now, is the person who is an alim, a qari, a mujahid, but they did ilm, for other than the sake of Allah. They did qira'ah for other than the sake of Allah. And they did jihad for other than the sake of Allah. Allah will tell the angels, take them and throw them on their faces in the fire of Jahannam. That's the first people to go to Jahannam.
Ya Rab.
And so you that's a massive you know,
that always reminds me, man, that Allah is completely, like, true to His word in the sense that you're going to get exactly what you want. If you're striving for something, right, you're going to get that thing.
No.
If you're striving for, because in that hadith, it says that, look here, no, so they said, Ya Allah, how can I go to Jahannam if I was a scholar?
Mm.
So this, then it's going to be said to that person. No, you studied so that it can be said that you were a scholar. So it was said.
Yeah,
you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you here by me. And the same with the Qari. And the same with the Mujahid. That you fought bravely so that it could be said, I fought bravely. Or he fought bravely.
No.
And then because of that, there's nothing else here. Yeah. You got what you wanted.
Yeah.
But if we go out wanting the mercy of Allah and we go out wanting the pleasure of Allah, sincerely, and may Allah grant us that. Ameen. Then that's what we're going to get. Look to what degree Allah shows us. You're going to get exactly what you're striving for.
Mm.
You're going to get exactly what you're striving for.
Look here, just a reminder for myself, and I'm sharing this with you brothers as well. It's something that I often quote Dr. Fadil Suleiman, who taught us da'wah methodology back in the day. I don't know if you guys were there, but there was a number of people who were present. You know, we asked about riya. We asked about ostentation. Because, you know, as people doing da'wah and in the field of ilm and stuff, it's very difficult to navigate, man. Because almost everything you do is in the public's light, man. So how can you know that you're sincere about what you're doing? So his response was, make sure that what you do secretly, that no one else knows about besides Allah, is more than what you do in public. And he said 1,000 times more. But that's heavy. I would say, even if we can, this is me, this is where I'm at, right? Even if I can manage to get like one thing, man, just one thing that nobody knows about besides Allah, that I'm doing purely for the sake of Allah, that I get no benefit or gain or ujra or anything for, and Allah accepts that one deed, that is enough to save anyone. Look at, and always we think of that example of the prostitute who gave the dog a sip of water to drink. And that was one deed that she did sincerely, and that saved her.
Just to latch on to that quickly, our beloved Mudir Munata, he doesn't give many the tasawufi type advices, man. And that's why this one, I suppose, stands out so much for me. But on this topic of riya, he said that, so now a person, a student, a scholar, you have that fear of, you know, perhaps it is that I'm going to be showing off. So no, I'm not going to give the talk. I'm not going to go bacha, that's the key. I'm not going to do it, man, because I fear that maybe there's some riya that can come into my action. He says, no, you must still go and do that action. Why? Because perhaps you fear that riya, and perhaps maybe there is riya in that action. That action can still inspire somebody else, man. And that person that it inspires can do a sincere action, man. And you now, that is most now a beneficial
thing. And then you
thing,
get it, you know? Get the reward,
and then
because
that
they did
person
it.
Does a sincere action, then that sincere action gains you a reward that will wipe out the possible riya or probable riya that was in your action.
Yes,
so if you void yourself of the action entirely, then you know there's no inspiring
In actual fact, like part of the discussion of riya is something like that. This is new. But like, if you do an action for the sake of being seen or for the sake of being heard about, then that's riya. But if you also leave an action because you worry, hey, this people's going to think that I'm like, so let's say, for example, you come to the masjid and you want to make 2 raka'ats of sunnah, you know, just extra. Like you already made your tahiyyat al-masjid, so there's no reason for you to make another 2, but you just want to, right? But then you see, oh no, but Salim is there just now. Salim think that I'm doing it because I want to be pious or something. Let me rather not do it. You know, that is also riya.
So leaving action because of others is also riya.
But what do we learn from that, man? It's like people mustn't feature when it comes to our ibadah.
In other words, the riya then, in essence, is when the thought of what other people thinks of you affects your actions.
So whether you're doing or leaving.
So in other words, doing or leaving is acting. Whether you do or whether you don't do, it's acting. And your acting is now being influenced by what people think or see or, you know.
Now. Can we translate the rest of that verse? I don't think we finished it.
Kalla.
Nay.
Innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha.
You know, when I come there, I almost want to say like, Hatismen. When I translate Kalla.
It's like the Kryptonian
translation. No ways.
It's like Kryptonian translation. Like, just, look at Hatismen. Look at, I want to go back. Kalla.
Should we let Zakaria in?
Now I'm going to ask a question.
Subhanallah.
Look at, while we get him right, I'm just going to swap over because I have a suspicion that my one channel on this one device isn't working, and that is why we couldn't hear you.
Okay.
So if the viewers can just bear patience with me quickly, I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible and swap over to the other device. I'm going to see once Zakaria comes in. If he comes in and everything is fine, then we're going to continue as per normal. Otherwise, I have to do a quick swap. We'll see how quick I can be.
So I must let you guys know that this is very hard for Mullah Irshad. He's like so pedantic that everything here must run smoothly. Yeah. And obviously, inshallah, obviously, because like mentioned earlier, it's kalam of Allah, and you know, we're busy with these things. Mullah Irshad stressed with us. Don't touch the mic. Don't put the stuff on the table.
Yeah.
This wire, that thing. Don't this. That. So
Allah puts you into place like that. Yeah, you know, it's like you do everything, and then Allah shows you, no. Perfection is only for me. Yeah, perfection is not for you. But while we are on that, one of the brothers, Brother Fasih Sali, mentioned, فَأَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, right? Another place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says that. Oh, is it the same? Is it the same verse?
No, is in Surah Al-Munafiqun, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and Ya Allah addresses the believer specifically.
وَلَا يُؤَخِرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ.
No, it's
not that. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمْ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُن مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
Now. So death comes to the person, and then Allah says,
but Allah starts with the instruction. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, or you believe, anfiqu, spend.
لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله.
Okay, but
وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم.
نعم. Yeah, so وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم. No, Mullah's rectifying that. I read the verse wrong.
Okay.
I started, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, anfiqu. The verse is وأنفقوا.
It was broken.
وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم. جزاك الله خير. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم. And spend of that which we have given you من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت. Before death comes to one of you. Similar instance. من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني. Lest you be of those who say, oh Allah, just return me quickly. إلى أجل قريب. Just quickly. I just need a little bit of time. فأصدق. Then I'm going to give a charity. وأكون من الصالحين. And I'm going to be of the pious. May Allah grant us not to in our endings have any regret.
Ameen.
Allah grant us beautiful endings to this world.
Can we just take a moment to welcome
Hazrat Mawlana?
Wait. You must first put the mic in front of you, brother. Let's hear.
Sure.
Can our audience hear Mawlana Zakaria? Then I know.
I was a comment when I was outside that I'm outside. Was a comment on the.
SubhanAllah.
Keep talking. We just need to get the sound check from you, inshallah.
We'll picture that way.
Tell us. Yes, you can do a sound check by telling us why you're late.
I'm not that good there. I'm making up excuses on the spot.
The excuse, Mullah Muhammad told us something once.
So I'm going to have to swap over. Let's just see if I can do this because they're saying that they can't hear me. So, right, let's do this, people. Maaf, right? Can you just all give us a moment?
We want to still see 118 people online after we do this.
Okay, Bismillah, here we go. First and foremost.
Ya Rab.
People know. Just so that you know, again, we're going to try to fix something so that we can hear everybody. We apologize for this brief interruption. Assalamu alaikum. Don't go away. We're not.
Can we mime the next?